Good day, everyone, and welcome to the half year ended and fiscal year 2026 earnings call from Axon Microcell Limited. Thank you for joining us today. This call will cover the company's operational and financial performance, followed by an update on the strategic priorities going forward. Please note that certain statements made during this call may be forward-looking in nature, based on management's current expectations and assumptions. These statements are subject to risk, and participants are advised to exercise due caution and not place undue reliance on such statements. Please note that this call is being recorded for compliance purposes. Representing the management today, we have with us Mr. Vasant Patel, Chairman, Mr. Ghanshyam Patel, Managing Director, Mr. Nitin Patel, Executive Director, Mr. Vinod Patel, Executive Director, Mr. Neepam Jani, Senior Accounts Manager, Mr. Pratik Rugani, Senior Accounts Manager, and Mr. Rashish Singh, Global Finance Head. I now invite the management team to share their opening remarks. We will subsequently open the floor for the Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you. Also, you are on mute.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the investor presentation of Axon Microcell Limited for the financial year ended on 31st March 2026. So I guess most of us are aware about what the company is into. So I will just give you a brief presentation of 10 minutes, and then we'll take up the question and answer round. Before starting the presentation, I would like to give a disclaimer that the present presentation focuses on the operating and financial performance of the company read with the UPSI, and it won't result into any kind of a forward-looking guidance. So we'll try to cover the areas in about the financials and the operating performance of the company, wherein the company has targeted into a premium range of products and non-premium range of products. Can you start the slide? So basically, the company was incorporated in the year 2012 and got listed in the year 2023. Basically, company is into manufacturing of pharmaceutical excipient with focus on cellulose-based product and other derivatives products of excipient range of category. At present, commercialization is at place at two units, namely one is at Pirana and another is at Dahej SEZ. We have required certification in place to export to various countries, namely ex-CPAC, GMP, ISO, FSSAI, HACCP, USDMF. DMF means Drug Master File. Basically, we are not supposed to obtain, US FDA. So for an excipient range of company, US DMF is applicable. Accordingly, required certification has been obtained for our Dahej SEZ unit. The slide shows the present installed capacity of the plant, which can say basically the premium range of products works as an captive consumption uses as well. Basically, our finished goods MCC acts as a raw material for production of our premium range of products. We have 400 global team members and two state-of-art manufacturing facilities. This will give you about brief journey of our company. These are the required certifications in place which needs to be validated on time-to-time basis. Accordingly, it has been monitored and all the relevant certificates are valid till date. These are the broad categories wherein the core revenue of the company is generated from. Basically, MCC is our main core product. Recently in last, the major developments of last year were the, MCC beers that we have started exporting into, global markets and in domestic market as well to a certain extent. And cross-granular sodium, magnesium stearate, and powder cellulose are the, existing products that you are already dealing with. This is a basic applicants of the excipients range of products. It can be used in pharmaceutical, nutraceutical, food bakery, welding electrodes. It's a very niche segment, even though we have tried to highlight it because we are already selling it to our existing customers in, say, global territories. Cosmetic and personal care are also the other few things which we have targeted recently in the last financial year. This slide will show our global presence, wherein say we have a presence of around in 75 countries, taking into account distribution model adopted by the company. So directly we might not be say exporting into say all the 75 countries, but right through a distributor channel we might be exporting into 75 plus countries. Our direct exports, it's roughly say around 63%, which was say 53% last year. Accordingly, the domestic revenue has been decreased because of the increase in the export revenue. This map will show about, say, future potential of an excipient industry, about the CAGR growth, about and the market survey that what we have in place. This slide will show the say give you a rough idea about Indian pharmaceutical and FCC opportunity and where we can encase more. These are the live or rather the photos of our say existing two units wherein the commercial has been started. First is Piranha unit, second is Dahej SCL unit. And there are a few pictures about our core machineries, namely glass line reactors. We have the sophisticated technology in place to produce excipient range of products. These were the operational highlights of the last year, expanded and diversified product portfolio, operational and manufacturing excellence. Robust presence in domestic and international markets, where we have, say, identified few new applicants and new segments. Accordingly, our premium range of products are catered to those markets. And we are committed to all the regulatory and quality standards. Taking into account the future outlook and the fundraising that what we have done via IPO and the right issue, we are coming out with unit 3 in a phased manner. Phase 1 will cater to say premium range of excipient products and phase 2 will cater to MCC. This slide will give you an idea about the expanding application across diversification, focus on value-added products, target customer segment for deeper market penetration. Basically, pharma, nutra, generic drug, CMO theme, CDMO theme. Say, basically, for them, our finished goods will be a raw material for them, directly or indirectly. This slide will give you an idea about our promoters who are having, and say, experience, the first generation promoters who are having experience of more than 2 decades now. Vasant sir is chairman of the company. Ghanshyam sir is MD and CFO of the company. Nitin sir is an executive director of the company. He takes care of the technical part of for both the plants and upcoming unit as well. Vinod sir takes care of the Piranha unit. This is a bar chart about the say increase in the export sales vis-à-vis the domestic sales and increase in the export sales vis-à-vis compared to the last financial year 2025. And there's a substantial increase in the premium range products vis-à-vis the non-premium range products. I think most of us are aware about the, say, revenue from operations that has been uploaded with the, say, NSE portal. So this will give you a rough idea about the growth of the company. Year on year, there is an increase in the revenue, say, increase in the EBITDA, increase in the PAT margins to a certain extent, and increase in PAT as well. These are the financial synopsis which has been uploaded by us while declaring the results on 12th May 2026. Again, this slide is forming part of the, say, financial statements. And a disclaimer wherein, say, specifically for while answering the question and answer round, we would like to state that, say, we don't try to, or we don't intend to give any kind of forward-looking guidance. And say, whatever the, say, question and answers that question arises during the investor call, management reserves certain rights wherein, say, certain confidential information or the information which has not been published yet might not be said, say, directly or indirectly.
Oh, stabilize.
Thank you everyone for the, say, for your patience hearing. I guess we can start with the question and answer round.
Thank you so much, sir, for such comprehensive opening remarks. We will now begin the question and answer session. I request the participants who wish to ask a question to please raise their hand. The first question that we'll take is from Mr. Himanshu Bisani. Sir, please unmute yourself and ask the question.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
Hello, sir, and congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, for what's the update on the CCS plant and the disclosure that you have published says that there has been some regulatory and environment clearances remaining. What's the update now, sir, and how are you planning to escalate this?
Yes, sir. There were certain external factors which has resulted into delay in the commercialization of product. But post say announcement to the exchange, say as our management was on continuous say coordination with the relevant authorities. So accordingly, certain approvals has been received by us, which are which will have an say a positive impact on the company's financial performance. Accordingly, and subject to certain regulatory requirements which are beyond our external controls, once the, say, approvals are issued, we'll be able to proceed with the commercial production from Unit 3.
Sir, any tentative guidelines on when are we expecting Unit 3 to come live?
Sir, there are events which are beyond our control, so which is not in our control, we cannot comment about it. Say, management is striving its best to ensure that the commercial production is started on a, say, spot basis. We have required manpower in place as well for Unit 3. But giving exact timeline as of now is practically not possible, read with whatever information we have submitted to the exchanges as well.
Sir, just wanted to understand, this delay is more product specific or unit specific? So if there is a unit specific delay, so even phase two would face phase a delay, and if it's product specific, so then we can if we can launch phase two first rather than phase one. Just trying to understand on the delay front.
No, sir. Phase one will be launched much earlier than phase two. The delay in phase one was primarily due to two reasons: two back-to-back abnormal monsoon and certain licensing work read with say regulatory approvals that was required, being project treated as greenfield.
Understood. And sir, on the operations side, how are things now with wood pulp prices, and are you facing any shipping cost increase with the global uncertainty?
Sir, whatever the say nominal increase in the cost for the import of raw material, that is wood pulp, has been completely entirely passed on to the customer. So basically, say we have a natural hedge concept. Say we have say almost 3x amount type of export than the amount of import. So basically, while currency devaluation, we are having a positive benefit. So there is, as such, there is no financial impact due to increase in the price of raw material.
And sir, how are you seeing the current MCC demand and
Sir, current MCC demand outlook is good, taking into account our existing order book, taking into account, domestic and export market, we have roughly around 4,000 metric tons orders on hand with us. So we don't foresee any kind of challenges, at least in near future.
okay. Understood. Thank you so much, sir. I'll join back in queue.
Definitely, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll move to the next question from Mr.
Hi, sir. Hi, team. Thank you for the opportunity. Wonderful results. Sir, I have multiple questions, and I hope you also take down a note of it. First, sir,
Yes, please, please.
what explains H2 versus H1 growth while we were having all the plants already running at 100% utilization? What explains this value growth? And alongside, I would also need what was the total sales volumes that we achieved in FY26? And within that, how much were the manufactured volumes and how much were the traded volumes? That's my first question.
Okay. Premier, should I start responding to your queries or rather I should
Yes,
wait
yes,
for your...
yes. Yeah, one by one you can start responding. Yeah.
If we compared say H1 and H2, so basically the growth was resulted into say the more of say premium range of product, that is SMCC and spheres. We started exporting say spheres and SMCC more in H2, which is a very high value premium products, in line with CCS. So that was the basic reason for the increase in the revenue. And for manufacturing of both this product, MCC is used as a raw material. So it was a kind of a captive consumption for us. So basically, getting a raw material was not a challenge for us. So it was manufactured in-house. Ultimately, instead of selling an MCC, we opted to sell MCC spheres. And about say volume growth that you are referring to, say around say 70% of the say total export or rather the capacity utilization was from the manufacturing capacity, and roughly 25 to 30% was from the traded volumes. Trading was increased to a certain extent, taking into account our existing order book and to ensure that the कस्टमर रिमेन्स विथ अस. सो बेसिकली जो एमसीसी हमने प्रोड्यूस किया है वो हमने कैप्टिव कंसम्पशन यूज किया है स्पीयर्स के लिए, एंड टू अ सर्टेन एक्सटेंट एमसीसी वॉज प्रोक्योर्ड, अ सेमी प्रोसेस एमसीसी वॉज प्रोक्योर्ड फ्रॉम आवर एंड, वेरी सर्टेन मैन्युफैक्चरिंग प्रोसेस वॉज कैरीड आउट फ्रॉम आवर एंड, वाइब्रो शिफ्टिंग एंड ड्राइंग एंड सर्टेन प्रोसेसेस इंक्लूडिंग क्यूए क्यूसी चेक, एंड देन इट वॉज एक्सपोर्टेड टू द एंड यूजर्स.
Oh, wonderful. What a solid strategy in this situation. So what would be the volume, total volume sales in FY26 in terms of metric tons?
Sir, it was 15,000 metric tons.
15,000 metric tons. Okay.
Yeah, and the installed capacity for the both the plant is roughly around 10,000 metric ton.
It's shown 9,200 in the
Yes,
presentation. I'm
yes,
not
sir.
sure. Yeah.
9,200 is purely if we produce MCC. But when once MCC is converted into MCC spheres, you will see automatically jump in the say volume growth.
Amazing. Perfectly. Very clear. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
My second question is
Yes,
on
please.
the current status of this plant, which is unit 3, phase 1, phase 2. See, whatever timeline we would get this approvals, Should we consider that जो हमारा टारगेट था फॉर FY 2027 इन टर्म्स ऑफ सेल्स, जो भी सेल्स लॉस्ट हुआ से वुड वुड गेट लॉस इन से अपॉर्चुनिटी लॉस हो जाएगा इन Q1, वी शुड बी एबल टू ओवरकम दैट विद द फास्टर रैंप अप इन द फॉलोइंग मंथ्स आफ्टर द अप्रूवल. सो द टोटल सेल्स टारगेट्स दैट वी वर टारगेटिंग फॉर FY 2027 फ्रॉम से फेज वन अराउंड 80-100 crores, से वॉट एवर इन क्वार्टर सेल्स ऑफ फेज टू, वो होना चाहिए. इज दैट द फेयर अंडरस्टैंडिंग?
Yes, sir. When it comes to apple comparison, H1 will be compared to the last year of H1. We don't foresee any kind of challenges. Say even though say certain regulatory approvals are still awaited.
We couldn't reconcile this environment clearance. I always thought that there would be a licensing problems that can still be understood. Nitin bhai, what was this environment clearance? I thought environment clearance is required first, then to start the plant, right?
क्वेश्चन है, प्रोसेस हमारा अभी ऑनगोइंग ही था, लेकिन अभी इलेक्शन के माहौल के मुताबिक जो भी उनके पर्सन वहां पे थे ना, वो सब लोग 15 दिन तक तो वो कोई एक्टिव मोड में आए नहीं। भी हमने उसको फाइल वापस उसको रन करवाया है, और वो ऑलमोस्ट वो जून है ना, वो ऑलमोस्ट 25 के आसपास वो हो जाना चाहिए। मे बी कुछ प्रॉब्लम नहीं आना चाहिए।
नो नो प्रॉब्लम, गॉट
And sir, just to add to what Nidhi sir has said, sir, basically to start construction activities, there are say two regulatory requirements. One is CTE and one is CTO. So basically, to answer your first part of the question, consent to establish was already there, but say the sir, whatever the sir was referring to, it is about CTO, that is consent to approval, and CCA. So there is a basic regulatory requirement to start the, say, commercial production per se. So for constructing activities, regulatory approach was already there in place.
got it. I have a larger strategy question on from would like to hear it from say Vinod sir also. Say sir, अपना phase one phase two आ जाएगा. Say we are getting into larger capacities of premium products as well as very large capacity of MCC, which when it comes to phase one and phase two. What would be the progress on say sampling approval process of from the clients? That would give us a comfort that whenever we start our plant after the approvals, that the capacities would get sold out sooner. What is that kind of a preparation that we would be seeking for us to know that जो भी जब भी capacity आता है, it would ramp up very soon.
स्प्रिंग में इसके बारे में आपको बताना चाहता हूँ कि ऑलरेडी हमने ये प्रोडक्ट है, ये टेक्नोलॉजी ट्रांसफर हमारा दहेज प्लांट से ये यहाँ पे ये फेज वन में आ रहा है, ये नवागम प्लांट में। तो एक्चुअली हमारे पास वो डॉक्यूमेंट्री सब रेडी है, और प्लांट में QC QA टोटल जो GM ऑपरेशन है वो सब ऑलमोस्ट सब लोग यहाँ पे ज्वाइनिंग हो चुके हैं सब लोग। अब ओनली वेट हो रहा है ये GPCB लाइसेंस, पोल्यूशन कंट्रोल बोर्ड का। बाकी का जो पावर का जो इश्यू था, वो अंडरलाइन जो रेलवे लाइन से नीचे से जाने का था, तो वो भी क्लियर हो गया, और वो भी केबल लाइनिंग वो भी स्टार्ट हो चुका है। तो ऑलमोस्ट वो पावर का जो प्रॉब्लम था वो 15-20 दिन में वो स्टार्ट हो जाएगा। बाकी का रहा और 15 दिन ये पोल्यूशन कंट्रोल बोर्ड का, तो ऑलमोस्ट 1 मंथ के नियर बाय ये सब हमारे प्लानिंग के मुताबिक हो जाना चाहिए। लेकिन फिर भी हम आपके साथ 6% 10 डेज ज्यादा ले रहे हैं, 25 जून बता रहे हैं आप।
नहीं सर, मेरा सवाल था ऑन द सेल्स स्ट्रेटेजी की. जब वो आई एम टू श्योर कि ये चालू हो जाएगा, एक बार शुरू हो जाता है आफ्टर इट स्टार्ट्स,
हाँ
व्हाट वुड बी दैट रैंप अप स्ट्रेटेजी कि कितना फास्ट हम बेच पाएंगे?
ये स्प्रिंग में अभी है ना, हमने जो जितना भी ये बेचिस जो लेनी थी ना, ये 50 केजीस का, वो हमने स्टेबिलिटी के लिए और ये दहेज प्लांट में ऑलरेडी ले चुके हैं। उनका सैंपलिस के मुताबिक हम सभी जितने भी कस्टमर है उसको हम दे भी चुके हैं अभी, और सभी लोग भी वो लोग भी वेटिंग में है कि हम कमर्शियल प्रोडक्ट हम कब लेके आए और उसको ये कॉमर्शियल प्रोडक्ट हम उसको दे। तो वो मिनवेल हमने वो जो भी प्रोडक्ट हमने निकाला है, तो ऑलमोस्ट उसका और 1 मंथ और लगेगा कि जो हमको उसका स्टेबिलिटी और इनिशियल प्रॉपर्टीज में कोई चेंज नहीं है वो सब चेक करने के लिए टाइम लगेगा, वो 1 मंथ। तो ऑलमोस्ट जुलाई 15 में हम कॉमर्शियल प्रोडक्शन जो भी है वो 100% ये कैपेसिटी जो भी यूटिलाइज कर पाएंगे हम, इतना प्लानिंग में है।
परफेक्ट। माय लास्ट क्वेश्चन अराउंड दिस
प्लीज
यूनिट थ्री,
गेट बैक इन द क्यू, प्रियांक
मैं जस्ट
सर।
लास्ट क्वेश्चन, आई विल गेट बैक, जस्ट लास्ट क्वेश्चन ऑन दिस यूनिट थ्री नितिन भाई। सो वी हैव फेज वन फेज टू इन प्लान्स, वी आर ईगरली
यस
वेटिंग फॉर योर फेज थ्री, मे बी फेज फोर, एंड देन ऑल्सो इफ यू कैन क्लैरिफाई इफ द अप्रूवल्स आर रिसीव्ड फॉर द अप्रूवल्स वुड बी रिसीव्ड फॉर द होल यूनिट, राइट, एंड कैन बी एक्सपेंडेड टू मल्टीपल फेजेस। वॉट कैन बी अ टोटल कैपेसिटी दैट वी शुड थिंक ऑफ इट वेन इट कम्स टू फर्दर मल्टीपल फेजेस एक्सपेंशन, बिकॉज वी आर नॉट जस्ट वी नॉट लुकिंग आउट फॉर ओनली फेज वन फेज टू, मे बी मल्टीपल फेजेस। वॉट कैन बी दोज मल्टीपल फेजेस साइज ऑफ कैपेसिटीज दैट इन केस वी कम थ्रू, एंड अप्रूवल फिर से लगेगा कि फिर देन दिस इज अप्रूवल ब्लैंकेट फॉर द होल ऑफ द यूनिट थ्री।
भी आपने गुड क्वेश्चन जो किया है, जो सभी लोगों को वो कंपनी के विजन के लिए ही ये क्वेश्चन रहता है। तो अभी एक्सेल का ये विजन जो है उसका वहां पे फेज सिक्स तक वहां पे हमने लैंड परचेस किया रखा है कि फेज सिक्स तक हम वहां पे बढ़ सकेंगे फ्यूचर में। और अभी ये फेज टू हमने जो ये अभी स्टार्ट कर लिया है, फर्स्ट फ्लोर भी वहां पे खत्म हो चुका है और मशीनरीज भी अब वो जो स्टार्ट हो चुकी है उनकी आने की। और अभी फेज थ्री जो है हमारा वो प्लानिंग भी बोल रहे ड्रॉइंग प्लानिंग में चल रहा है, लेकिन हमने उसको डिक्लेयर नहीं किया है क्योंकि हम फेज टू को सक्सेसफुल पूरा 100% कैपेसिटी अचीव करने के बाद उसका तुरंत ही एडजॉइनिंग हमने वो लैंड का रिक्वायरमेंट भी है वो उनके साथ ही फेज थ्री का स्टार्ट करने का प्लानिंग हमने किया हुआ है। लेकिन वो ऑलमोस्ट वो 28 को वो 2028 में स्टार्ट करने का प्लानिंग हमने ऑलमोस्ट रखा है, लेकिन अभी उसको बताना थोड़ा हमारे लिए अर्ली है क्योंकि ये फेस्ट हम जैसे सेकंड खत्म करते हैं तो हम फेस्ट थ्री का डिक्लेरेशन सबको बताएंगे।
वंडरफुल, थैंक यू, ऑल द बेस्ट, एज यूजुअल ऑलवेज एक्साइटेड अबाउट द फ्यूचर ग्रोथ ऑफ दिस कंपनी, थैंक यू।
यस थैंक यू ब्रेमे,
थैंक यू सर। विल मूव टू द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम मिस्टर महेश अटल।
हाय नितिन भाई, सो माय क्वेश्चन वुड बी मोर ऑन द कॉम्पिटिटिव इंटेंसिटी दैट यू आर सीइंग on this MCC part. I believe that Sigachi is our close competitor, and they are also coming up with a very vast, I mean very large project in Dahej, which is around 18,000 capacity. So how do you see competitive intensity? That would be my base question. And second question, that if you see our export numbers have gone up from 53% of our sale to around 62-63%. What kind of demand you are envisaging in the export markets? Do you feel that with our expanded capacity we'll be able to maintain this 60-40 ratio, 62-38 ratio? How exactly do you see the ratios changing in FY27?
Yes sir, my name is Pratik. I would like to respond to your concern. Basically, as per company policy, we don't prefer to comment much about what peers are doing. We are trying our best to ensure that there's an optimum utilization of resources. Yes, it is very natural for an investor to compare about the peers' performance. Basically, say whatever diversification that you have seen in the presentation, wherein we have say catered to the premium range of excipient products. To the extent the information available with us, we don't think so that MCC's peers का जो हमारा जो कैपेसिटी है आज की तारीख में एंड द टेक्नोलॉजी वॉट वी हैव इज देयर विथ मोस्ट ऑफ द कॉम्पिटिटर्स दैट यू हैव रिफर्ड टू। सो बेसिकली गोइंग अहेड आवर एक्सपोर्ट रेवेन्यू इज गोइंग टू इंक्रीज बिकॉज एमसीसी पीयर्स इन द एच टू वी हैव ऑलमोस्ट एक्सपोर्टेड 90% ऑफ द एमसीसी पीयर्स वॉज एक्सपोर्टेड। सो वी डोंट फोरसी एनी काइंड ऑफ कॉम्पिटिशन वेन इट कम्स टू से ओवरऑल एमसीसी मार्केट और इन जनरल एक्सीपियन रेंज ऑफ प्रोडक्ट्स। इवन वेन फेज वन विल गो लाइव इट विल कैटर टू ओनली प्रीमियम रेंज ऑफ प्रोडक्ट्स। सो गोइंग अहेड ब्लेंडेड प्रॉफिट मार्जिन आर गोइंग टू इंक्रीज।
Okay, fair enough. Sir, I would like to know now on the numbers. So let's say
Yes,
out
please.
of 350 crore sale that we have done, so what I assume that 25% of this sale was trading, right? What you have said to the earlier participant, that means around 90 crores of the sale was trading and 260 crores was our own manufacturing. Is it right? Is it fair to assume that?
Yes, sir.
And
Sir,
now,
it was say it was mere to encase the business opportunity that any businessman, it is very prudent for a businessman to ensure that the existing customer base remains with the say it is a long process, stability approval and all those stuff, and to get the customer on board. So say if the customer is ready to take the material from us, so it's very natural for any businessman to ensure that the customer remains with us. Accordingly, such trading activities has been increased by us for this particular H2. Going ahead, once the phase one and phase two goes live, you will see a substantial decrease in the say trading volumes.
no, that's all right, sir. That is not my. I understand that. So what I'm trying to understand is that you have done 260 crores of sale on a base of 10,000 tons of your MCC spear plus MCC blended capacity. And that comes to around 260 rupees a kilo of sale realization.
More or less, yes.
Yeah. So, but in my last interaction with you, what we discussed was that this MCC could sell up to around 300 rupees a kilo, and the MCC spear, SMCC, and powder cellulose that you were going to come up, the new product lines,
Sir,
this would have higher realizations. So,
we need to take into account the domestic percentage of the sales as well, wherein 40% of the total share total volumes was from domestic market. The domestic realization ranges between anywhere between 170 to 190 rupees. So on a weighted average basis, the volume or the amount that you referred to comes to around 250 or 260 rupees per kg. But when it comes to domestic market, which has a substantial portion, that is 40%, so it is very natural that the weighted average will be 260 rupees.
and what would be the cost of production for us?
Sir, cost of production you mean to say in general?
Yeah, in general. Yeah.
Sir, I think we are going to say at the most I can share the GP percentage with you. So gross profit percentage is around 38%. So I guess more or less your concern or rather the question will be answered through that percentage.
Fair enough. And what I understand is that the new products that you were going to come would give you
Yes, sir.
around 600 to 650 rupees per kg kind of realization, is what we have discussed earlier. Are you
Definitely,
still maintaining that guideline on the new product line?
yes. Definitely, yes, sir.
And you are seeing that visibility. So basically, my entire this thing was only to get your numbers for FY27. So what I understand is, let's say we stabilize our phase one from H2 of this year. So I think 150 or 160 crore is the peak revenue that you will be achieving from in the entire year from the phase one. So what I understand is half of that could come. So this
Sir,
260 and that 80, so could be 340. And phase two, when we were going to commission, sir?
phase two, say it will be premature for me to give any kind of an exact deadline, but as of now, we are expecting it to go live in the month of March 27.
Okay, so basically, what I understand is that that might come in the next FY only, the
Sir,
revenue.
there are certain external circumstances which are beyond our control, read with the regulatory requirements and what sir has recently stated about the stability approval requirement and database that we need to say have. So on a conservative basis, I am sharing say the timelines with you.
That's all right, sir. I am also being very conservative, and I am taking only H2 being your phase one capacity. So what I understand is that your manufacturing revenues would be somewhere around 340 or 350 crores by the end of this FY27, more or less?
Sir, from phase one for first year, we cannot expect it to run it at a peak capacity. So take into account that as well.
Okay, then where is the growth going to come in FY27, sir, if that is the case? Because the
Sir,
growth we have achieved in this financial year on the top line, obviously the trading volumes were large. So do you still feel that there will be high trading volumes going ahead in FY27 also?
sir, till phase two is not commercialized, there will be a certain portion of trading volume that needs to be continued. Once and about your first part of the question, where will the growth potential? Growth potential will be from phase one and premium range of excipient product that we have targeted from H2 of financial year 26.
Okay, and what would be the margins on the trading business that we do, sir?
Sir, it is roughly around 5 to 6%.
Okay, I think that is.
I think we need to focus more on the blended margin percentage instead of say because to enhance the business opportunity, such trading activities has been carried out. So I think it will be always say advisable for us to even concentrate more on the EBITDA percentage, the blended PAT margins, instead of going into, say, a product-wise or a category-wise profit margin.
Fair enough. Sir, now with the capacity
Sir,
going
I
ahead.
would request you to get back in the queue, please.
Yeah,
Thank you.
sure. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, we'll take the next question from Mr. Mohammed.
Hello.
Yes, sir, please.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So I want to just ask a few questions. One was that this phase one was delayed from October 25 to April 26. Now you expect it to get online commercialized by June 25, right?
Okay.
So
Sir,
as other, yeah.
yes, sir, you are audible.
Yeah. So as the other question, or you will ask one by like give the answer one by one.
Sir, your voice is breaking. I guess we are not able to hear your question properly.
I was like, phase one, which was expected to be commercialized by October 25, which was delayed to April 26, right? Now
Yes,
you're
sir.
expecting it to come online by June 20, like 25th June, end of June, right? And
Yes, sir.
full potential will be seen into, I would say, by H2 only of the same thing. And the phase two, I guess, which was expected in the H2 of like, FY27 is being delayed to FY28 H1, right?
Yes.
And both the capacity would be like has the potential of like phase one would have the revenue potential of around 160 to 170 crores, and phase two would be having the revenue potential of 200 crores, right?
Sir, that will be at peak capacity. So in any,
Yeah.
say for any industry specific to pharma, from first year, plant running at a peak capacity is practically not possible to assume as of now.
No, I agree, sir. I was just asking it on the revenue potential. Can we expect the phase one almost like 50 to 60% utilization in the FY27?
Yes, sir, on a pro rata basis, yes. Read with the say 9 months of production.
Okay, you're considering 9 months of production. Okay, I was okay. We were considering 6 months of production because we think if my delay happens, okay. And phase two ka to think revenue would come only in FY28 only. So similar basis we can take for in FY28 for phase two also, right? Like in this initial state
Sir.
with the 50-60% utilization, or you can take that at the peak utilization only, because that is the
Sir,
problem we can do.
phase two will say have an say 75 to 80% of capacity utilization from first year onwards. Take into account it is our core raw material, and we are dealing into that product from last at least more than 2 decades now.
Yeah, so that utilization will be higher in the first year. And so
Yeah, it
second year one,
yes.
so from first year, like first year only, it will be having a high utilization, right? 65%.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, and for that phase two, we can take the realization for kg around 180 to 200, and for phase one product like around 600 per kg realization we can take for the products, because phase one is value-added products and the phase two is the normal MCC products, right?
Yes, sir, to a certain extent, yes.
Okay, so we'd be thankful like if you give the data of the revenue by the industry-wise breakup, like as we have given it by the export import and that way. So like we have break up into four industries which we cater to. So if you can provide the data industry-wise or product-wise, which contributes to the revenue.
Sir, definitely we'll try to address your question, but since we have declared the result recently, I can share you the tentative figures that is what we have available with us. I think our global business head will respond to your concern, sir.
Okay. And so if possible, like we have asked the IR team also, like as in now phase one is almost ready, only we are waiting for the approval. So if we can have a plant visit and a management if possible one on one, because we are trying to get through the Fin portal, but they are like management is not yet ready to meet. So I was just trying to get in connect with them.
Sir, we'll try to address it depending on the availability of the management, and we'll try to address your concern that day,
Because I'm
sir.
trying for more. Yeah, it's trying for more than a month, but I guess the single management is not
Sir,
ready to meet up.
we can understand your concern. Definitely, it will be taken care of on a positively.
Okay, because many questions are there by me and other people also, but it cannot be noticed in a short such a small meeting or something. I'm to say, so it would be better if the management is something.
Fine, fair enough. Sir, at present, I guess your one question about, say, industry-specific utilization
Yeah.
of MCC can be answered by our global business head at present. Yeah, please.
The percentage you're responding now. Okay, so for pharma and infra, the growth percentage is 6.9%. For food and beverages, 5.1%. For cosmetics, 5.6%. Pet industry 4.6, and industrial segment it is somewhere around 5.1% growth.
This is good. I was just asking the contribution to the revenue segment wise. I was just trying that which industry caters like what percent of revenue do of us?
Sir, that accurate information is not available as of now with us, as the result were recently announced. We'll get back to you shortly. If you don't mind, you can send an email to our IR team. We'll respond to your query by email.
Okay,
Because
sir. Thank you, sir.
from different units, because we have a say business distribution ship channel. So on a quarterly or an half yearly basis, we receive our data from a distributor wherein the end use has been identified. So say अगर जो अभी हमने जो भी मार्च में सेल्स किया होगा या फरवरी में सेल्स किया हुआ होगा तो उसका एंड यूज का उसने कस्टमर को किसको माल बेचा है तो उसका एंड यूज का डेटा आपके पास एक्यूरेट अवेलेबल नहीं होगा. तो दैट वाज द मेन रीजन व्हाई वी आर से रिफ्रेन फ्रॉम शेयरिंग द डेटा एज ऑफ नाउ.
Okay. So, and one more thing, the manufacturing what we do from our Piranha this thing, so that has a premium, right? It trades into value-added products,
Sir,
right?
your
Rather
voice is
than
not audible.
manufacturing of the products done in the Piranha, is
Sir,
value-added
your
product more than the Dahej SEZ, is it? Because of what capacity and realization we see on that basis, it looks like realization in the Piranha capacity is like a around the like 600 kg, and this one is less. Is
Sir,
it correct?
basically. So basically, Piranha caters to domestic market and Dahej cater to almost export market. And within MCC, there are different grades of product and different ways of technology wherein the products are produced. Say Piranha mostly caters to a non-spray dryer market, and whereas Dahej caters to only spray drying, say MCC. So it's very say natural for and say Dahej unit to get a more realization because it's a spray dryer product.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. So,
Thank you.
one more sir. Hello, hello. Can I
Yeah,
ask one more
please.
question, sir?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So, I'll just try to understand. Like for FY 27, 28, and 29, which is phase one and phase two, and I guess phase three we're expecting in by the FY 28 will give us the plan. So, trying to understand what kind of growth we expect and what kind of margin improvement we see from here.
Sir, it will be very premature for us to comment about any profit margins because it will tend amount to say forward-looking guidance. So I guess we won't be able to comment much on it as of now.
But can we say as of for like this quarter and like it was around 16 to 17%, so that can scale up to 18% or 20%, something like that. I'm not saying a ballpark figure, I'm just asking.
It will be prudent enough to assume going ahead as we are going ahead with more premium range of products. So it is prudent enough to assume that the blended profit margins are going to increase by, say, at least 2 to 3%. But any kind of an say fixed percentage as of now is practically not possible for us
No,
to
I'm not.
share.
Yes, that I can understand, sir. I was just asking on the blended only ballpark. Mota moti, you can say that from 16, you can go to 18% or like 20% nearby.
Sir, yeah, that is ultimate aim. That was the aim for H2 as well. That was the reason why the premium range of products were scattered and the trading volumes were on a higher side because it was our production was used as a captive consumption for MCGC years. So it's very natural to assume that the PAT margins going ahead is going to increase.
Yeah. Okay. So, answer in this H1, like H2, the traded volume was more.
I would
Yeah, I'm
request you
just
to
continuing
please.
finishing. I'm finishing with this question and just go off, right? So, I'm just trying to understand, sir. For this, the trading quantity was more, which we expect H like from FY27 to reduce because our capacity will be coming online. So, ultimately, that percent EBITDA will be improving, right?
Yes, sir. Post-commercialization of phase two and not phase one.
Okay, and growth guidance, so if you can give FY27 to 29, what we can expect from this course.
Sir, I think we can share the installed capacity of phase one and phase two of unit three. Apart from that, any kind of quantification of revenue figures will be not possible from our end, if that serves the purpose.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. We'll take the next question from Ayush Agarwal.
Hi, I'm audible.
Yes, you're audible.
ओके सर, थैंक यू फॉर द अपॉर्चुनिटी. सर मेरे को थोड़ा ये बताएंगे कि हमारा जो ट्रेडिंग का पोर्शन था, जैसे परचेज ऑफ स्टॉक इन ट्रेड 95 करोड़ का दिखता है मेरे को FY26 के PNL में, वो 95 करोड़ में एमसीसी कितना था, सीसीएस कितना था, और भी और या फिर और कोई चीज क्या था, कितना था, मेरे को ये जानना है सबसे पहला तो.
सर, 95 करोड़ जो इन्वेस्टर जो भी रीड कर रहे हैं और इट नीड्स टू बी रेड विद से ट्रेडिंग वॉल्यूम्स ऑफ द अर्लियर ईयर्स एज वेल. सो इट वाज नॉट दैट देयर वाज अ सडन जंप इन द ट्रेडिंग
नहीं,
वॉल्यूम्स.
वो मैं मान रहा हूँ लास्ट ईयर 53 था, ये बार 95 हुआ है. मैं बस ब्रेकअप जानना चाहता हूँ कि उसमें एमसीसी कितना था, सीसीएस कितना था.
सर 90% वॉज एमसीसी एंड रेस्ट ऑफ द देम वेर से फ्यू प्रोडक्ट्स namely MS and cellulose powder.
90% एमसीसी हम अभी भी ट्रेडिंग कर रहे हैं.
नहीं सर, वो ट्रेडेड वॉल्यूम्स का जो परसेंटेज
हाँ
कंप्लीट
हाँ
वॉल्यूम्स
हाँ हाँ वही 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 मैं कह रहा हूँ. और सर इसमें जो हम ट्रेडिंग कर रहे हैं, ये ट्रेडिंग वाला ज्यादा पोर्शन हम एक्सपोर्ट में दे रहे हैं कि डोमेस्टिक में दे रहे हैं? सर
सर इट इज अ काइंड ऑफ एन combination of both, say more it is in domestic and less it is in export market. So roughly you can say it's around 70% domestic and 30% export.
ओके. तो मेरा मतलब मेरे को बेसिकली जानना ये है कि इसको हम लोग क्लासिफाई किस में कर रहे हैं, इसको हम लोग क्या दहेज यूनिट में क्लासिफाई कर रहे हैं कि किराना यूनिट में कर रहे हैं. मतलब बेसिकली मेरा अल्टीमेट क्वेश्चन ये जानना चाह रहा हूं मैं कि एक तो ट्रेडिंग वाले में हम मार्जिन कितना बना रहे हैं, और दूसरा जो किराना किराना यूनिट है उसमें हम पैसे क्यों नहीं बना रहे, ये दो क्वेश्चन है मेरे अल्टीमेटली।
सर ये ज्यादातर बीइंग एन यूनिट इन एसईजेड, सो जनरली से ट्रेडिंग्स आर नॉट परमिटेड ओवर देयर. सो
ओके
मेजोरिटी ऑफ द कंपोनेंट फ्रॉम ट्रेडिंग वॉल्यूम्स वर्स फ्रॉम से पिराना यूनिट, रादर यू कैन से
ओके
ऑलमोस्ट 100% वर्स फ्रॉम पिराना यूनिट.
ओके
से नो अमाउंट ऑफ ट्रेडिंग एक्टिविटीज दैट वाज कैरीड आउट फ्रॉम द एज यूनिट, बिकॉज एज आई हैव
ओके
स्टेटेड अर्लियर. एंड अबाउट द ट्रेडिंग मार्जिन, आई थिंक वी हैव सेड इट अर्लियर एज वेल. ट्रेडिंग का मार्जिन सर 4 to 5% रहता है वहां पे ट्रेडिंग में,
ओके
एज कम्पेयर टू द से ब्लेंडेड प्रॉफिट मार्जिन दैट वॉट यू आर सीइंग इन द फेस ऑफ द प्रॉफिट एंड लॉस अकाउंट. एंड पिराना
ओके
प्रॉफिट ठीक हमारे ऐसा कुछ नहीं है, पिराना में भी प्रॉफिट फिगर है ही. इफ यू कैन रिफर टू द सेगमेंट रिपोर्टिंग दैट वी हैव सेड अलोंग एज पर एलओडीआर गाइडलाइंस, पिराना यूनिट इज इन प्रॉफिट ओनली सर.
नहीं, प्रॉफिट में तो है सर, मतलब जैसे पिराना में क्या हम 150 करोड़ का रेवेन्यू करते हैं, और उसके अगेंस्ट उसके अगेंस्ट हमारा जो प्रॉफिट आता है वो खाली 8.5 करोड़ का आता है।
सर वो
तो
मैं सर वो बोला सर, देर आर फ्यू रीजंस सर. पिराना यूनिट में जो एक तो डोमेस्टिक मार्केट में सेल होता है और एक्सपोर्ट मार्केट में रेट में डिफरेंस है, और पिराना यूनिट इज डेडिकेटेड टू अ नॉन स्प्रेडर टेक्नोलॉजी, तो
ओके
वो
ओके
स्प्रेडर की टेक्नोलॉजी यूज नहीं हो रही है. एंड इन एडिशन टू अबो देर वॉज एन से काइंड ऑफ एन एक्सेप्शनल आइटम इन द करंट ईयर एज वेल, वेर इन द ह्यूज इम्पैक्ट ऑफ द लेबर कोड वॉज ऑल्सो टेकन बाई अस. सो द margin that you are seeing, or rather the PAT figures that you are referring, is after taking into account the effect of new labor laws.
ओके गॉट इट। तो इस मतलब अभी अभी फिर मेरा अगला क्वेश्चन सर ये है कि ये हमारा ट्रेडिंग पोर्शन जो है, क्या ये कंटिन्यू रहेगा जब तक हमारा एक्सपेंडेड एमसीसी का कैपेसिटी नहीं आ जाता फेज 2 में?
टू ए सर्टेन एक्सटेंट यस, पोस्ट फेज टू इट इज गोइंग टू रिड्यूस सब्सटेंशियली.
ओके एंड क्योंकि मार्जिन अभी हम खाली 4-5% कमा रहे हैं ट्रेडिंग में, तो वो जब वॉल्यूम रिप्लेस होगा तो मार्जिन सब्सटेंशियली इंक्रीज हो जाएगा, ये अंडरस्टैंडिंग भी करेक्ट है?
सर इट इज प्रूडेंट इनफ टू एज्यूम एज यू स्टेटेड.
ओके अंडरस्टूड। सर मेरा एक क्वेश्चन, अब जैसे बस हमारे यूनिट 3 में जहां पे अभी हम CCS और SSG करेंगे, वहां पे मेरा क्वेश्चन ये है कि मतलब डीले बहुत कारण से होता है ना, आपने समझाया कि अब की बार मतलब क्यों डीले हो रहा है, बट और थोड़ा टफ भी है बताना कि कब स्टार्ट होगा, कितना मतलब है ना, कितना जल्दी स्टार्ट होगा। मगर इसमें बहुत टाइम हो गया, तो एक बार आप थोड़ा सा इसको क्लैरिफाई करेंगे कि मतलब क्या गलत हो रहा है, या फिर कहाँ पे हम नहीं स्टार्ट कर पा रहे इसको, क्योंकि काफी डीले हो गया यहाँ पे।
सर इसमें क्या होता है कि से व्हाट एवर अर्निंग्स कॉल व्हाट यू आर हैविंग एज ऑफ नाउ शुड बी रेड विद द इंटीमेशन दैट व्हाट यू हैव इन्फॉर्म टू द एक्सचेंजेस. सो आई
हाँ
गेस ऑन 30th ऑन 13th मई ऑफ दिस मंथ से वी हैव ऑलरेडी इन्फॉर्म टू द एक्सचेंजेस अबाउट द पर्टिकुलर रीजंस फॉर द डिले इन द प्रोजेक्ट. सो आई गेस यू कैन रिफर दैट ड्राफ्ट वेर इन थिंग्स विल बी क्लियर द रीजन फॉर द डिले एंड द से एक्सपेक्टेड स्टेज और अदर डेट फ्रॉम विच द कॉमर्शियल प्रोडक्शन इज एक्सपेक्टेड.
अंडरस्टूड, ठीक है। सर एक और क्वेश्चन मेरा ये है कि जैसे अभी हम जो CCS की कैपेसिटी लगा रहे हैं, आई थिंक 1200 टन का CCS है और 1200-1400 टन का आई थिंक SSG है, जो इनिशियल फेज 1 में है।
सर ऐसा नहीं है, टोटल 2400 मेट्रिक टन की कैपेसिटी है, टेकिंग इनटू अकाउंट कॉम्बिनेशन ऑफ ऑल द थ्री प्रोडक्ट्स. डिपेंडिंग अपॉन द मार्केट सिनेरियो एंड रेस्पॉन्स फ्रॉम वी रिसीव फ्रॉम द कस्टमर, वी आर गोइंग टू टारगेट से प्रोडक्ट्स अकॉर्डिंगली. एज ऑफ नाउ आवर टारगेट इज मोर टू टारगेट सीसीएस एंड नॉट द टू अदर प्रोडक्ट्स एज ऑफ नाउ व्हेन वी आर स्पीकिंग. गोइंग अहेड इफ द से बास्केट ऑफ द प्रोडक्ट पोर्टफोलियो नीड्स टू बी एक्सपांडेड, द बिजनेस से मैनेजमेंट माइट टेक अ कॉल टू चेंज इट बेस्ड अपॉन द नीड ऑफ द कस्टमर.
तो ये क्या फंजिबल कैपेसिटी है कि हम अगर चाहे तो 2400 टन CCS भी बना सकते हैं?
यस सर.
अच्छा ओके ओके तो और आप कह रहे हैं कि इसमें हम ज्यादा CCS ही टारगेट करेंगे फिर?
Sir, because the reason behind it, because it's in the premium range of XCPN product as compared to SSC and CMC, that what you are referring.
ओके गॉट इट सर. एक और क्वेश्चन था, सीएमसी जो है, मतलब जितना हमने पढ़ा और मतलब और समझा कि चाइना में बहुत बड़ी कैपेसिटी है सीएमसी की, और इंडिया में उसको ज्यादा बनाना इतना वायबल भी नहीं है, और थोड़ा पल्यूटिंग केमिकल भी है सीएमसी, तो उसको भी
जी
क्या अभी हम ये फेज में स्टार्ट कर रहे हैं, नहीं कर रहे, और मतलब क्योंकि वो थोड़ा मतलब स्केल प्रोडक्शन होता है उसका, तो उसमें हम
हाँ
कैसे सोच रहे हैं?
बिल्कुल सर. और एग्जीक्यूटिव डायरेक्टर नितिन सर इज गोइंग टू रेस्पॉन्ड टू योर
ओके श्योर
क्वेरी.
श्योर
इट इज ऑफ टेक्निकल नेचर. यस
श्योर
आयुष जी, आयुष जी आपका ये क्वेश्चन गुड क्वेश्चन है. ये सीएमसी जो चाइना जो मटेरियल जो बना रहा है ना, वो वाइड रेंज है, वो कॉटन लिंटर बेस्ड ज्यादा बना रहे हैं, वो पल्प बेस्ड नहीं बना रहे हैं. तो पल्प बेस्ड जो है ना, वो ये सीएमसी फूड ग्रेड में ज्यादा चलता है, और ये फूड ग्रेड के लिए बेटर क्वालिटी है वो जो कॉटन लिंटर से बनता है. तो ये दोनों का डिफरेंट है, वो ज्यादा है. तो ये हम हमारा यहाँ जो बनाने वाले हैं वो हम ये पल्प बेस पे बनाने वाले हैं सीएमसी को.
तो ये जो फार्मा में कौन सा ग्रेड जाता है सर, पल्प बेस्ड जाता है कि कॉटन बेस्ड जाता है?
कॉटन ग्रेड भी जाता है, काफी लोग कॉटन ग्रेड भी लेते हैं, लेकिन ये पल्प बेस्ड सबसे ज्यादा सुटेबल ग्रेड रहता है, क्योंकि ये वुड पल्प बेस्ड है ना, वो उसको डिसोल्यूशन में और उसके क्वालिटी में फार बेस्ड जो है ज्यादा ये कॉटन इंटर से तो बेस्ट रहेगा ये वुड पल्प, लेकिन वो थोड़ा महंगा रहता है. तो उसका कोस्ट किसी को अगर नहीं पोसा रहा है तो ये वो लोग कॉटन इंटर में जाते हैं.
समझ गया. तो जैसे अगर अभी हम जो सीसीएस ज्यादा करना चाह रहे यूनिट 3 में, तो उसके लिए जो सीएमसी लगेगा वो शायद हम कुछ इनहाउस कर लेंगे, बट बाकी तो बाहर से ही खरीदना होगा. तो बाहर से क्या पल्प बेस सीएमसी इजीली अवेलेबल है?
नहीं, वो हम पल्प से ही डायरेक्ट हम इन हाउस जो प्रोसेस है वो लोग इंडिया में शायद जो कोई बना रहे है वो ऐसा कोई कंपनी नहीं है. ये फर्स्ट कंपनी हमारी जो रहेगी वो पल्प बेस से बनाने वाली है. अभी जो भी जो गुजरात मैक्रोवेक्स कंपनी है वो भी जेआरएस से टाइप है, वो भी
हाँ
लोग
हाँ
जर्मनी से इंपोर्ट करके सेलुलोज पाउडर मंगवा के वो लोग यहाँ पे सीएमसी बना के उसका प्रोसेस सीसीएस में कन्वर्ट करते हैं. लेकिन इंडिया में फर्स्ट प्लांट ऐसा है जो हम बना रहे जो जा रहे हैं वो पल्प बेस में डायरेक्ट सीएमसी हम खुद बनाएंगे, फिर इसका जो आगे प्रोसेस है सीसीएस का वो ऑनगोइंग रहता है उसका.
समझ गया. तो एक लगभग आप बताएंगे सर कि जैसे अगर हम 2400 टन में, मान लीजिए 1800-2000 टन सीसीएस करते हैं, तो क्या सिमिलर कैपेसिटी ऑफ सीएमसी भी है हमारे पास?
सीएमसी ज्यादा फूड ग्रेड में जो रिक्वायरमेंट जो रहेगी ना, तो उसको भी हम हायर प्राइस से ही देंगे. हम लोअर प्राइस से सीएमसी
नहीं,
का
वो मैं
बेचना
समझ गया. मैं जानना ये चाह रहा हूं कि जैसे सीसीएस के लिए, अगर मेरे को नहीं पता कि 1 केजी सीसीएस के लिए कितना केजी सीएमसी लगता है, बट मान लीजिए 1:1 का अगर रेशियो है, तो अगर हम साल का 2000 टन सीसीएस बेचना चाहते हैं, तो क्या हम साल का 2000 टन सीएमसी बनाने की कैपेसिटी है हमारे पास?
हाँ. फर्स्ट इसमें जो चैनल है ना वो पहले सीएमसी बनना ही बनना है उसको, फिर आगे सेकंड प्रोसेस और सीसीएस है. तो
अच्छा
हाँ यस, तो सीएमसी का एक फर्स्ट स्टेज रहता है जो चाइना से इंपोर्ट करके सब लोग इंडिया में बना के सीसीएस कन्वर्ट करते हैं. हमारा प्रोसेस पूरा सीएमसी से होके सीसीएस का एंड प्रोसेस है.
गॉट इट अंडरस्टूड. ओके. एंड मतलब इसमें जैसे हम जो टारगेट कर रहे हैं कि जैसे आपने बोला कि इंडिया में फर्स्ट कंपनी है हम जो ये करके मतलब करेंगे, तो ग्लोबली क्या ये एस्टेब्लिश्ड है कि पल्प से लोग सीएमसी बनाते हैं? क्योंकि इसमें थोड़ा टेक्निकली चैलेंजिंग हो सकता है हमारे लिए, तो इसमें हम
नहीं,
क्या
हमने हमने ये पल्प बेस की जो भी 40 से 50 बैच हमने ये ट्रायल बेस में भी ले लिया है हमने ये दहेज प्लांट में, और वो सक्सेसफुल है, तभी जाके हमने ये डिसीजन लिया है कि हम आगे बढ़ रहे हैं. ये हमने 3 साल पहले ये सब चीज को पहले हम ये वेरीफाई और कंफर्मेशन कर चुके हैं, उसके जाते हुए फिर हमने ये डिजाइन किया है, फिर आगे हम बढ़ रहे हैं. तो ये अपकमिंग जो आप बता रहे हैं आपका क्वेश्चन जो है वो ये पल्प बेस क्यों नहीं बना रहे इंडिया में, तो ये टेक्नोलॉजी हमको डेवलप करने में हमको ये ऑलमोस्ट 8 ईयर्स से हमारी ये इसके पीछे R&D हमारी चल रही है. 8 ईयर्स के बाद हम इसको ये सक्सेसफुल हम ये चीज को हम अभी ला रहे हैं. तो ये हमने काफी इसके पीछे रिसर्च भी R&D भी किया है, और पूरी टीम ने काफी इसके पीछे जो मेहनत किया है. तो अभी आप जो बता रहे हैं कि काफी जो वर्ल्ड वाइड कंपनी है उसमें मिंगताई है, FMC है, जियानस है, वो सब ये सब बड़े प्लेयर हैं, वो सब लोग पल्प बेस में वो बना रहे हैं, लेकिन वो उनकी टेक्नोलॉजी उनके तक ही है, वो इंडिया तक अभी तक आया नहीं है। हमने ये 8 years की मेहनत के बाद हमने ये टेक्नोलॉजी डेवलप किया है सर।
जो बहुत ही वंडरफुल चीज है सर ये। तो इसमें क्या हमें, जैसे आपने बोला कि पल्प बेस थोड़ा महंगा होता है, तो इसमें क्या हमें प्राइसिंग भी प्रीमियम मिलेगा कंपेयर टू कॉटन बेस?
हाँ, ये प्राइस प्राइस अभी जो सीएमसी से जो बना रहे ना, तो मार्केट में डोमेस्टिक में चल रहा है, वो ऑलमोस्ट ये 400 रुपीज में सब मटेरियल सेल्स हो रहा है। तो ये इंडियन रुपीज में जो अगर गिनने जाए तो ये 800 to 900 रुपीज का ये प्राइस रहेगा।
एक्सपोर्ट में?
हाँ यस।
ओके ओके
सर,
दिस
आई वुड
इज
रिक्वेस्ट यू टू गेट बैक इन द क्यू
श्योर
प्लीज।
श्योर श्योर श्योर
विल टेक द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम मिस्टर दर्शिल झवेरी।
हेलो, थैंक यू सो मच सर, गुड आफ्टरनून। मोस्टली कंग्रेचुलेशन ऑन अ गुड सेट ऑफ रिजल्ट सर। लॉट ऑफ माई क्वेश्चन हैव ऑलरेडी बीन आंसर्ड, सो सर जस्ट वन फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन सर। आई थिंक इन द पीपीटी वी मेंशन दैट यू नो फ्रॉम द फेज वन आई थिंक 70 करोड़ रेवेन्यू वी कैन डू, राइट? सो इवन आफ्टर द डिले दैट इज समथिंग वी होल्ड टू सर।
डेफिनेटली यस सर, एट पीक कैपेसिटी वी आर एज्यूमिंग रेवेन्यू ऑफ अराउंड 150 करोड़। सो ऑन अ प्रोरेटा बेसिस एंड रेड विद द नंबर ऑफ मंथ फॉर विच द प्रोडक्शन विल बी अवेलेबल, विल बी एबल टू अचीव से द स्टेटेड नंबर प्लस माइनस 5 to 10%।
फेयर इनफ सर, दैट मच फ्लक्चुएशन इज ओके। एंड सर जस्ट विद आर मार्जिन सर, व्हेन अपन बोल रहे फिर 25% हम लोग ने ट्रेडिंग रेवेन्यू किया है, तो जिसका 4 से 5% मार्जिन रहता है, अपना ओवरऑल स्टैंड मार्जिन इज अराउंड 16%। अगर मैं रिवर्स कैलकुलेट करूँ तो मतलब जो हमारा खुद का मैन्युफैक्चरिंग है दैट इज अराउंड 20% एबिटा मार्जिन, राइट? लाइक अगर सिर्फ हम ट्रेडिंग का पार्ट हटा देते हैं तो अभी गोइंग फॉरवर्ड दिस इज समथिंग दैट वी कैन अचीव। मैं अभी नहीं, बिकॉज आपने बोला ट्रेडिंग रेवेन्यूज विल बी देयर इन दिस ईयर ऑल्सो टिल फेज टू कम, सो बट आगे जाके एटलीस्ट हमारा बेस केस ये हो सकता है EBITDA मार्जिन 20% का FY 2028 में।
सर, दैट नीड्स टू बी रेड विद द से क्वांटम ऑफ द प्रीमियम रेंज ऑफ प्रोडक्ट्स दैट व्हाट वी हैव सोल्ड इन एच टू ऑफ लास्ट ईयर। दैट बेसिकली दैट इज एमसीसी स्पीयर्स एंड एसएमसीसी। इफ दैट इज गोइंग टू कंटिन्यू इन नियर फ्यूचर, डेफिनेटली सिमिलर लेवल ऑफ इबिटा कैन बी मेंटेन और अचीव।
ओके 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 फेयर फेयर इनफ सर। एंड सर जस्ट वांटेड टू अंडरस्टैंड कि अभी जो हम लोग एक्स्ट्रा रेवेन्यू और ये सब करेंगे तो उसके हिसाब से हमारा कुछ वर्किंग कैपिटल डेट या फिर कुछ बोरोइंग्स बढ़ने वाला है कि क्या अपना है? बिकॉज करेंटली तो बहुत कम है अपना बोरोइंग्स और इंटरेस्ट कॉस्ट। सो जैसे हम लोग स्केल अप कर रहे हैं, डू वी फील लाइक के अपना वर्किंग कैपिटल या कुछ भी बोरोइंग्स बढ़ने वाला है सर?
सर, वी हैव एग्जिस्टिंग से वर्किंग कैपिटल एंड टर्म लोन लिमिट्स विथ कोटक महिंद्रा बैंक लिमिटेड। सो गोइंग अहेड, इन केस रिक्वायर्ड, वी आर गोइंग टू यूटिलाइज द सेम फॉर से कंपनी एज अ होल, बिकॉज
ओके
फेज टू वी आर गोइंग टू फंड इट आउट फ्रॉम राइट इश्यू एंड टू अ सर्टन एक्सटेंट इंटरनल अक्रुअल्स। एंड फॉर वर्किंग कैपिटल, वी एज ऑफ नाउ वी डोंट फोरसी एनी काइंड ऑफ फर्दर बोरोइंग रिक्वायरमेंट्स।
ओके ओके फेयर इनफ सर, फेयर इनफ। एंड सर जस्ट लास्ट क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम माय एंड सर, जैसे आपने बोला कि यू नो हमारे फेज 6 तक का हमारे पास प्लानिंग है, तो वो अभी आगे जाके FY 2028 में हमको क्या कोई फंड रेज करना पड़ेगा या डेट से हम लोग आगे का केपेक्स प्लानिंग कर रहे हैं? जस्ट मतलब बिकॉज कैपिटल रेज का हमको जरूरत पड़ेगा, बिकॉज जिस हिसाब से हम ग्रो कर रहे हैं तो बहुत मतलब वी विल रिक्वायर सम काइंड ऑफ फंड्स, राइट सर?
I think the internal accruals will suffice the requirement. As of now, we don't see any kind of such debt requirements.
ओ ओके ओके फेयर इनफ सर, फेयर इनफ। या दैट्स इट फ्रॉम माय साइड, थैंक यू सो मच।
Thank you, sir.
थैंक यू सर। विल टेक द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम चंचल कुमार।
हेलो, एम आई ऑडिबल सर?
यस प्लीज।
सर मेरा ये क्वेश्चन था, लास्ट टाइम भी कॉन कॉल पे आपने आंसर किया था, रिसीवेबल्स ट्रेड रिसीवेबल्स इस साल भी ऑलमोस्ट 90 करोड़ के आसपास हैं। आपने बोला था कि एमएनसी देर अ बिग एमएनसी कस्टमर जिसको फेवरेबल ट्रेडिंग टर्म्स और टर्म्स दे रहे हैं, क्रेडिट टर्म्स हम लोग अभी, तो वेदर वो कंटिन्यू रहेगा या फिर इट विल ईज आउट, मतलब अगले साल से ये चीजें ईज आउट होगी किस।
सर, इफ वी स्टिक टू द फाइनेंशियल ईयर 26 नंबर्स, दैट हैज बीन कंटिन्यूड गोइंग अहेड. ऑल द एफर्ट्स आर इन प्लेस टू एंश्योर दैट द नंबर ऑफ वर्किंग कैपिटल डेज आर रिड्यूस्ड.
ओके श्योर। जस्ट वन एडिशनल पॉइंट सर, रादर देन अ क्वेश्चन इट्स अ पॉइंट दैट आई वांटेड टू मेक, कि हमने ना लास्ट कॉन कॉल अगस्त 2025 में किया था, उसके बाद हम लोग ऑलमोस्ट आई थिंक 10 मंथ्स के बाद इन्वेस्टर्स के साथ मीट कर रहे हैं, तो इट इज बेटर कि हम लोग 3 महीने 6 महीने में एटलीस्ट कनेक्ट करें, तो वील हैव अपॉर्चुनिटीज टू आस्क क्वेश्चन, कंपनीज के साथ सिंक में रह सकेंगे। तो आई आई हैव अ रिक्वेस्ट दैट कि एटलीस्ट क्वार्टरली क्वार्टरली तो ट्राई करें, नहीं होता तो हाफ ईयरली तो कॉन कॉल होना ही चाहिए। प्लस जो नवंबर में इन्फॉर्मेशन आई थी यूनिट 3 के डिले के, नवंबर तक तो इन्फॉर्मेशन कम्युनिकेट हुई थी, उसके बाद कोई भी एक्सचेंज पे इन्फॉर्मेशन नहीं आया। 2 दिन पहले एक्सचेंज पे आपने डाला इन्फॉर्मेशन, वो हमें पता चली बिकॉज क्रेडिट रेटिंग्स वगैरह में इन्फॉर्मेशन आ जाती थी, कुछ लोगों ने प्लांट विजिट किया था। तो सेकेंड इसकी जब भी इस तरह का कुछ आता है, 1 महीने 1.5 महीने डिले होता है, तो इट शुड बी कम्युनिकेटेड ऑन द एक्सचेंज की इन्वेस्टर्स को पता रहे। ये दो चीज
So,
एक रिक्वेस्ट थी सर।
definitely it is on the cards and it is going to be taken on a positive note, sir, from going ahead.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and congratulations on the great work that you and your team is doing. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from Mr. Apar Bansal.
Hi, very good afternoon to all the team. Thank you so much, sir, for the opportunity, and I wish congratulations to the great numbers. So, sir, मेरे तो most of the questions have been answered. Just want to know कि like 10,000 capacity आपकी है, so you produced the sales of 15,000 MT. So how did that happen? Can you just explain that?
Sir, as answered earlier, there are certain quantum of trading portion which was there to encase the business opportunity, and it is very prudent for us to ensure that the customer base remains with us. So that was the basic reason wherein to sustain the existing customers, trading volumes were on a bit on a higher side as compared to the previous financial year.
Okay. And sir, you have mentioned that in H2 premium products were kicked in, and that's why the sales have ramped up. So do you have any current order book guidance for the premium products?
Sir, overall, as a say, overall customer-wise product order book orders on hand is available with us. For premium range of product, we don't think so we'll be able to comment much on it. But
Okay,
yes,
okay.
for at least for 3 to 4 months, we have orders booked on hand for export and domestic markets.
Okay. And sir, lastly, my question is like the see what I have understood, the MCC market is very small in India. So DuPont, Asahi and DFE, these kind of players would be वो पहले से चलते आ रहे होंगे इन इंडिया, सो वो कैसे अपना माल बेचते होंगे इंडिया में? और फॉर एमसीसी वी आर लाइक सिगाची एंड वी एंड पटेल केम ऑल्सो, सो लाइक वी ओनली डू लाइक सीडीएमओ फॉर दीज कंपनीज।
Sir, practically speaking, we don't have much idea about how their business strategy is in place, and we don't say through do business through the vendors or the say manufacturer that what you have stated. So we have a
Okay.
different kind of a distributorship model wherein through our business has been generated over a period of time.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. I wish all the best to all the team members. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. We'll take the next question from Mr. Kunal Dubey.
Hello. Hello.
यस सर, यू आर ऑडिबल, प्लीज.
गंजाम सर, आपने सारे क्वेश्चंस आंसर कर दिए थे और एंड कॉन्ग्रेचुलेशन फॉर दी ग्रेट रिजल्ट. जस्ट दो चीज जानना था आपसे, इनफैक्ट एक ही चीज जानना था. आपने चैलेंजेस बताए कि प्लांट आपका डिले हुआ है, पहले अभी अप्रैल में होना था, अब जून में होगा. एनी अदर चैलेंजेस जो आपको लग रहा है FY 27, इंटरनल और एक्सटर्नल, कोई भी चैलेंजेस जो नियर टर्म आपको अभी पता है मैनेजमेंट की आ सकते हैं कोई चैलेंजेस?
सर, टू आंसर योर क्वेरी, आई थिंक वर्स इज बिहाइंड अस. ऑल द जियोपॉलिटिकल टेंशन, ऑल द से एक्सटर्नल अनसर्टेनिटीज वी हैव ऑलरेडी फेस्ड. आई थिंक ऑलमोस्ट ऑल द बिजनेस हैव फेस्ड इट. ओनली से वन थिंग दैट एस चैलेंज वी कैन से एज ऑफ नाउ इज द काइंड ऑफ अ रेगुलेटरी अप्रोच दैट वी आर अवेटिंग. वंस इट इज से अप्रूव्ड, वी आर से रेडी टू स्टार्ट द कमर्शियल प्रोडक्शन फ्रॉम यूनिट 3.
सर थैंक यू वेरी मच, आपने सारे क्वेश्चंस आंसर कर दिया. आई विश यू ऑल दी बेस्ट एंड लुकिंग
थैंक
फॉरवर्ड टू इंटरेक्ट विद यू. थैंक यू वेरी मच सर.
यू, थैंक यू सर, थैंक यू. हाँ
थैंक यू सर. विल टेक द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम मिस्टर अनंत शिनोर.
सर, कंग्रेचुलेशंस ऑन वेरी गुड नंबर्स. सर, माय क्वेश्चन इज ऑन एमसीसी स्पीयर्स. लाइक कैन यू टेल अबाउट, लाइक यू मेंशन दैट वी आर द ओनली लाइक प्रोड्यूसर इन इंडिया फॉर एमसीसी स्पीयर्स आल्सो. सो कैन यू टेल अबाउट लाइक व्हाट कैपेसिटीज वी हैव फॉर एमसीसी स्पीयर एंड लाइक हाउ डू यू सी द स्केल अप ओवर नेक्स्ट 2 ईयर्स इन एमसीसी स्पीयर्स?
सर, से वी हैव से अराउंड 100 मेट्रिक टन कैपेसिटी फॉर एमसीसी स्पीयर्स. एंड वी हैव टू द एक्सटेंट व्हाट वी कैन रिकॉल, वी हैव नॉट सेड दैट वी आर द ओनली प्लेयर्स इन एमसीसी स्पीयर्स. देर आर सर्टेन प्लेयर्स हु आर डीलिंग इन स्पीयर्स. द टेक्नोलॉजी सर, वॉट सर हैज स्टेटेड इज अबाउट द प्रोडक्शन फॉर द सीसीएस वेर इन से फ्रॉम वुड पल्प सीसीएस इज गोइंग टू प्रोड्यूस वेर इन इंडिया. टू द एक्सटेंट इन्फॉर्मेशन अवेलेबल विथ अस, वी आर
Got
सेइंग दिस इज अ
it.
न्यू टेक्नोलॉजी एंड दैट इज अ कंसेप्ट ऑफ गोइंग ग्रीन विथ 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 वॉट वी आर कमिंग आउट. फॉर स्पीयर्स वी आर नॉट क्लेमिंग दैट वी आर द ओनली
Sure,
प्रोडक्ट फॉर
yeah, I got
स्पीयर्स.
that. And on the spare side, like how do you see the like ramp up? Do you see like we have just started in this January or before that? So like how do you see the ramp up happening over like FY 27 or FY 20? Do you see there is further scope for increasing sales in spares, and do we have capacities and customer commitments for that?
Sir, as we have stated earlier, sir, to produce MCC spheres, MCC is the basic raw material. So, say, take into account the existing customer needs, and to ensure that the existing customer base remains with us, we are going to say have an idea, much idea about spheres going ahead.
So you're saying that there won't be scale-up of spheres till the new MCC capacity comes?
80 to 100 metric ton per month, we don't think so. It's a small capacity if when it comes to spheres.
Okay. So you are telling that from 80 to 100 metric ton, we will continue to produce till the new capacity comes.
As of now, yes.
Okay, sir. And similarly, on the SMCC side, like what capacities we have and how you see that one?
Sir, it is an say combination product, silicified MCC. So say basically based upon the say orders book and the requirement of the customer, we produce MCC in-house. And so for that, we don't have a particular say dedicated capacity for it. Say we have in-house technology in place to produce SMCC.
Okay. And this spheres, you told 100 metric ton, is it per month or?
Yes, sir, it's 100% per month.
Okay, 100. Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. We'll take the next question from Krinjal Ranawat. Hello. Hello,
Yes, madam.
am I audible, sir?
Yes, madam, please.
Sir, firstly, congratulations for good set of numbers. All my questions are answered, but I have one question. Sir, from FY 25-26, we have premium products of 13% from our revenue. So with our unit 3 phase 1, should we see that for FY 27 H2 we'll have almost 20% of the premium products?
Madam, we need to read with weighted average capacity. The capacity of Unit 3 Phase one is 2,400 metric ton per annum. So if we see a weighted average capacity read with the capacity of unit one and two, it won't be prudent enough to assume that it will be from 13 to 20%. Gradually it is going to increase, but for H2 or for entire financial 27, it's going to be, say, more or less 16 to 17%.
16 to 17%. Okay. And so one more question. As we were say in our last call, we were saying that MNCs, Indian MNCs, are going to onboard. So what is the status of that?
Madam, the approval process is going on. So we are say expecting say approvals in near future.
Okay, so the next year, I'm assuming that the next year domestic would be a large portion of the revenue if the approvals goes as per?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you from myself. That's it from myself.
Thank you, madam.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. We'll move on to the next question from Mr. Hardik Mehta.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Oh, I think he's not there on the line. We'll take the next question from Mr. Paras Doda.
Hello, I'm audible.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, you earlier mentioned that there is no major competition from China for the CCS, which we are going to manufacture, as it's going to be made from wood pulp. But any other major country you can mention who is the major competition for CCS product when you sell it to the export market?
I mean, see, most of the global players manufacturing MCC are into CCS. So yes, there is a competition, but we have a set of customers who are already having demand of this product. So, I mean, that's not going to have any impact on our CCS requirement or business of our regular customers. So yes, there is a competition, but we have a set of customers which are already having demand of it.
And these set of customers, any sort of percent bifurcation of export versus domestic, which you can do?
Sorry?
Rough numbers.
Sorry.
Any rough bifurcation of the set of customers which you are talking about, if they are domestic or export?
I mean, see, 80 to 90% will be export customer, remaining will be from the domestic market.
And sir, these are those customers only to whom you are right now selling MCC, or different customers whom you have sort of spoken to informally or formally?
It's a mixture of both new customer and the ongoing customers, both.
Understood. So, sir, have you already sort of had some set of conversations with new customers for CCS product?
Yes. Okay. It's an ongoing process. We have added some customers.
Understood. And, sir, how much time you think it will take, let's say, if the CCS, let's just assume that if the CCS plant gets live by tomorrow, how much time do you think it will take you to get to an optimum utilization of your capacity, let's say 60-70% at least?
Sir, there will be say around 20 to 25 days of trial run activities, because it is
okay.
An ethanol based production, that process and that needs to be carried out. So at least say post receipt of required approvals, at least 20 to 25 days of trial and activities will be carried out. Post that, we'll be able to start the commercial production and ultimate dispatch of the goods.
Understood. But you have already identified customers. Let's say if you're ready post trial, it will be sort of at full capacity.
Yeah.
That is like my main question.
Yes, sir. Basically, it's an say diversified range of excipients products that what we are coming out with Unit 3. So, to the extent what we understand, our existing customer base will ensure that they are going to buy it from us.
Understood. Sir, you previously mentioned that you majorly sell your products through distributors. Any direct sales relationships in plan? I mean, have you sort of created a sales internal sales team who can have a direct relation with pharma companies, with food companies who can directly source it from you? I'm assuming it will lead to extra margin for your product. Like, any plans on that maybe?
We are already working with many of the companies directly from Exim to the overseas company. So we are working, and our marketing team is in touch with such customers. So this is also an ongoing business model we are working
सर
on.
अभी कितना ब्रेकअप है, अभी कितना ब्रेकअप है बिटवीन डायरेक्ट सेल्स रिलेशनशिप एंड डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर व्हेन इट कम्स टू योर सेल्स?
85-15%.
ओके, 85 थ्रू डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर, 15 थ्रू
यस,
एंड
डायरेक्ट.
एनी सोर्ट ऑफ परसेंट बाइफर्केशन व्हिच यू कैन प्रोजेक्ट फॉर फ्यूचर? रफ 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 नंबर्स?
It will be somewhere around the same percentage.
ओके, सेम ओनली.
Yes.
अंडरस्टूड. एंड सर, व्हेन इट कम्स टू सॉर्ट ऑफ मार्जिन, व्हेन इट कम्स टू एक्स्ट्रा मार्जिन व्हिच यू गाइस यूजुअली गेट फ्रॉम डायरेक्ट सेल्स वर्सेस दी डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर सेल्स, एनी एक्स्ट्रा मार्जिन नंबर व्हिच यू कैन स्टेट फॉर मी?
Sir, we are exploring the options and how it works out. As of now, we don't have precise number to comment on it.
ओके, अंडरस्टूड. सर, am I right to assume that when the CCS plant would be live, you would be the only pure play MCC plus CCS manufacturer listed in India?
Sir, I guess we should, as per our company policy, we try to comment about what our company's growth potential is. There might be certain companies which are listed, which are into MCC plus other excipient range of product as well. But we won't be able to comment much on it.
Okay, sir, got it. And sir, when it comes to sort of your future growth projections and everything, right? How much do you think that the unit phase two and unit phase three will contribute to that? I mean, let's say if the unit phase one gets started as per the timelines now, how much unit phase two and unit three will sort of contribute to that, like in terms of percentage, any rough percentage which you can provide to us?
Sir, phase one at a peak capacity, say, will fetch revenue of around roughly between, say, 40% of the, say, existing revenue that what we have from unit one and two.
Okay.
And once phase two is commercialized, we can comment about it because, say, there needs to be read with the, say, MCC technology in place, spreader, non-spreader, and market that with what we are going to cover. The majority or target as of now is to try to cover export market, but when it comes to optimum utilization of resources at initial phase, we might be having an say as a prudent basis, we need to target domestic market as well.
Understood. Sir, my next question is sort of regarding the strategy. You guys did a right issue last year, right? I mean, in the last year, from what I can see, you guys had very negligible debt. I mean, technically no debt. You are a debt-free company. Any reason for not taking up debt instead of taking equity? I mean, you are diluting your shares as well. So, any reason for that? I mean, why didn't you go for some sort of term loan instead of the debt? Why did you go for term loan instead of the equity fundraise?
Sir, it was a kind of an management discretion, and we completely understand about the benefit of the leverage as well. But in order to gain competitive advantage or at an early stage, we opted to go for right issue instead of debt.
Sir, any plans for debt in future? Term loan or
Sir,
maybe working capital?
We have adequate facilities with Kotak Mahindra Bank Limited. So in case if it is required, we are going to utilize it.
Got it, sir. Sir, when I see cash in your business, right
Can
now
you
it's at
please repeat the last question, please?
yeah, sure. So, sir, you have mentioned in your balance sheet in this financial year that you have cash of around 20 CR. So it shows that you're using your cash to the maximum utilization. Will we see this happening in the H1 as well, or will we see any debt being taken out? Like, How are you exactly going to sort of rotate your cash? If you can just answer that.
Sir, for phase one and phase two, we are not yet planned any kind of an say fundraising through debt because it will be say partially funded out of internal growth and the balance will be from right issue. So we don't foresee any kind of new debt in near future.
Okay, sir. Thank you for the answers and congratulations once again for building such a great business and great H2 numbers as well. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We'll take the next question from Mr. Hardik Mehta.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Sir, we did 153 crores of revenue from Piranha unit in entire year, but our capacity suggests that maximum revenue should be somewhere around 36-40 crores from what we can produce. So probably 110-115 crores would be trading revenue. And if you say 5-6% is your margins, your profit should be somewhere around 7-8 crores. But the EBIT level profit from Piranha unit itself is not more than 5 crores. So probably Piranha unit is in loss and your margins are also lower than what you state. Is my understanding correct?
Sir, for trading volumes, it is say it was a rough percentage that was said. It is roughly 5%. Depending upon the customer needs, trading volumes are increased. Say on a say to retain the customer base. And what you have stated, we stick to it. All the trading volumes were majorly from for the Piranha unit only. And
Of
the Piranha
course,
unit
so
is not in loss.
your
Say
Piranha unit is not in profits, right?
no, sir. It is in profit. But the trading margin might vary from customer to customer. For a particular customer, it might be 2 to 3%. The 5% was on the higher side than what you have said.
Okay, fair point. Sir, another thing, if your Piranha unit is making only 2% margins and you are in your unit 3 phase 2, the capacity is only for MCC, right?
Sir, phase one will cater to CCS, CMC, SSD. And phase two will cater to MCC, wherein our target as of now is to target to export or rather to sell it into global markets. And the second priority will be to engage opportunity for Indian MNCs.
Sir, so then why don't we do that using this Piranha capacity only? Because what I don't understand is if you have that export market ready, why don't you use your Piranha capacity? And if that is not the case, I don't think it is making a business sense to invest or say increase your capacity by 12,000 MTPA in MCC only. Rather, you can do CCS, is what I feel.
Sir, Piranha plant caters to a domestic market as well as the technology of MCC is non-spray dryer. Whereas in export market, the product that what we are selling as of now is caters to spray drying technology. So it's a completely different technology that what we are referring to or rather discussing at this point of time.
So the average realization from plant 2 or unit 2 of phase 3 would be somewhere around 600, or how much should it be per kg?
Sir, let me share the breakup. Unit 3, phase 1, premium range of products, the average utilization will be around 650 to 700 rupees, depending upon the countries that we target to, and say to a certain portion, say we are going to target domestic market as well. And phase 2, once it is commercialized, we'll be able to comment on it.
Okay, fair point. Fair point. Thanks.
Thank you,
And
sir.
sir, last thing.
Yes,
So
please.
you're from your phase one unit three. Your total capacity would be say somewhere around your revenue should be peak revenue should be 150 crores. Say it is live for half year, it would be 75 crores. And if you utilize capacity by 50%, it should be somewhere around 35-40 crores. Is that correct?
Sir, we are expecting it to be running for 9 months instead of 6 months. So accordingly, the figures may vary.
Okay, fair point. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, sir. We'll take the next question from Mr. Puneet Parekh.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
So first of all, congratulations for great results. We have got the answers for most of our questions. I just want to get some highlights that if the export orders profitability percentage is higher, why we are targeting more domestic share? Means, is it organic or we are targeting domestic market over global market deliberately? And means, what could be the reason for that? It is because of capacity limitations for the products that we are exporting, or what could be the reasons like?
Sir, the export markets majorly covers the MCC wherein spreader MCC is sold. Whereas in the domestic market, majority of the say players or rather the customers use no spreader technology MCC. So accordingly, the setup is such that, or rather the technology in the plant in Piranha is such that wherein maximum output generated is by the no spreader technology. Whereas in case of Dahej, which is located in SEZ area, say 100% capacity is dedicated to a spreader technology.
Okay, so are there any plans to increase the capacity for that particular segment, for that export segment, to increase the export share? Because if you see the
Yes,
industrial
sir.
services.
Yes, sir. In phase two, it will be taken care MCC for spreader technology and no spreader technology both on say as and when time comes.
Also, just want some highlights. What's your take on the sensitivity analysis or the on the raw material imports, the food pulp, the supplier which is China dominant basically?
Sir, we don't import any kind of wood pulp from China. So basically, we import it from USA, Sweden, Canada, Indonesia.
Okay, the supply is basically not China dominant.
No, no, sir. No, sir.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Receive my answers. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. We'll take the last question for the day from Mr. Priyank. Priyank, sir, please unmute yourself and ask the question. He is not there on the line, so we'll take one question from Mr. Mayur Malpani.
Hello. Hello. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, sir, please.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. I wanted to know, Abhi, post this geopolitical tensions and supply chain disruptions, has the prices, what are the current prices of MCC trading, and what are the realizations that we are looking out in, say, current month of April, May?
Sir, can you repeat your question? We could not understand
मैं
your
रिपीट करता हूँ.
question.
हाँ, मैं प्रतीक भाई, मैं रिपीट करता हूँ.
Please,
अभी
sir.
जो ग्लोबल सप्लाई चेन डिस्रप्शंस हुए हैं,
हाँ.
एमसीसी के प्राइसेस ऊपर गए हैं, एंड क्या रियलाइजेशंस हम देख रहे हैं इन अप्रैल में?
सर, इसमें ऐसा है कि जो जियोपॉलिटिकल टेंशन की वजह से प्राइसेस में फ्लक्चुएशन नहीं है. जो भी डिले है और जो भी चैलेंजेस है वो ट्रांजिट टाइम को लेके है. टू द एक्सटेंट व्हाट यू हैव अंडरस्टूड सो फार.
बट प्राइसेस में देर आर नो चेंजेस.
यस सर, इवन इन केस ऑफ रॉ मटेरियल वी हैव एडिक्वेट हेजेस इन प्लेस. सो वी डोंट थिंक सो देर इज एनी काइंड ऑफ नेगेटिव इम्पैक्ट इन द फाइनेंशियल्स ऑफ द कंपनी.
अंडरस्टूड. एंड एक क्लैरिफिकेशन चाहिए था सर. सो इन आफ्टर आफ्टर फेज वन एंड टू कमिंग अप, आई मीन द फेज वन कंट्रीब्यूशन टू मार्जिन्स, आई मीन द परसेंटेज एबिटा मार्जिन्स, ऑपरेटिंग मार्जिन्स फ्रॉम फेज वन वुड बी हायर देन द कंपनी एवरेज, एंड फेज टू वुल बी फर्दर मोर हायर देन द कंपनी एवरेज, एंड देन एज एंड वेन वी कीप एडिंग अप द फेजेस, द फिक्स्ड कॉस्ट, यूटिलिटी कॉस्ट, द अदर फिक्स्ड कॉस्ट गेट्स फर्दर स्प्रेड आउट, एंड हेंस द मार्जिन्स इंक्रीमेंटली बिकम्स मोर प्रॉफिटेबल. इज दैट द राइट अंडरस्टैंडिंग?
Yes, sir. Definitely, it will be prudent enough to assume accordingly.
would it be possible to guide any sort of percentage margins from phase one and two?
Sir, we can state it once it is commercialized.
Okay, no problem. And Pratik bhai, last thing on ye working capital stretch and the cash flow getting stuck in receivables, and this is observation on last 2 years consistently. Have we seen this working capital jo bhi receivable stretch up hue rahenge by 31st March getting reversed as of date? Can we prudent to think that ye abhi wapis reverse ho gaya and working capital is back to the normalcy?
Sir, if not by H1 of financial year 27, surely by say end of financial 27, it will be taken care of.
नहीं, मैं ये पूछ रहा था जो FY26 के एंड में मार्च एंड तक जो भी वर्किंग कैपिटल स्ट्रेच अप हुआ है इन द रिसीवेबल्स एज वेल एज इन द इन्वेंट्री, एटलीस्ट ऑन द रिसीवेबल साइड वो रीबेज हो गया है आफ्टर इन लास्ट टू थ्री मंथ्स वट एवर वी हैव गॉन थ्रू लास्ट टू मंथ्स में?
यस सर, टू अ सर्टेन एक्सटेंट यस.
ओके ओके ओके, गॉट इट, वंडरफुल.
दैट विल बी रिफ्लेक्टेड इन द अपकमिंग रिजल्ट्स एंड से एज वन ऑफ द इन्वेस्टर हैज सेड having a conference call say on a quarterly basis, so we'll give a positive update about that as well, if to the extent possible.
See, think of it in a way that we are one of the SME companies among the top percentage of the companies within the SME which have crossed 1,000 crores of market cap. As a great corporate governance practice, we should think of two things. One of say listing on both the exchanges. Today we are on one. Second, giving out the quarterly updates. If not the audited results, we can at least give a quarterly updates. And along with that, outreach to the investors. क्या होता है सर, हम minority shareholders है, बहुत दूर बैठे हैं आपसे. बहुत ऐसे बहुत सारे shareholders है जो आपसे दूर बैठे हैं. तो if you give them an update about your business, it holds a true good value from your side also. So thank you for this call also, patiently answering all the questions.
Yes sir, all your suggestions will be taken care on a positive note, and management is all say considering all the options available, and we are trying to address it on a positive note. Hopefully we'll be reflected once unit is commercialized, and we can have an con call post that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you to all the participants for such thoughtful questions and a very interactive session. I would request the management team for their closing remarks.
We would like to thank all the investors for saving say so much of say interest for the investor call in the say non-working day, and we'll try to address all the concerns that have not been addressed to this conference call, and you can reach to our IR team for which dedicated email ID has been said. If there's any say positive developments, it needs to be informed to the exchanges first, and then it will be informed to the investors accordingly.
Thank you so much, sir. To all the participants, if there are any unanswered queries, please reach out to us on the mail IDs and we'll be happy to revert. Thank you. Thank you once again to everyone for joining and for the management team of Excel to take out the time and answer all the queries. Thank you. You may now disconnect.
Thank you.
Thank you.